The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Hello and kia ora, welcome back to The Jam. Today I have Poppy Hughes here with me.
Hi!
Today I will be interviewing her about the smoke-free walk quest. But before we do that, we're just going to play a little song that she said
was written by one of the Rock Quest contestants.
Yep. So we're going to play Sad Bird by Leah J.
Sad birds still sing, even when no one's listening. Who should I be? I'm so different when I'm grieving. Sick of waiting to feel okay in the spring. Sad birds still sing, and you were never listening. Walked around all night trying to find a place to kiss her. How could they know that I was the one who pulled the trigger? And is it the absence or the season of delusion? Were you lying? Was it all an illusion? Sad birds still. So different when I'm grieving. Sick of waiting to feel okay in the spring. Sad birds still sing, and you never listen. Even though it's over, the burden of you weighs down my chest. Keep trying to fight it, never gonna know when it's my last breath. And I wanna save her, tell her that you never change. But you painted a picture, I'll always look deranged. Sad birds still sing, even when you clutch my wings. Who should I be when I'm not attached to your strings?
Here with Poppy. Poppy, if you want to introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Poppy.
Today we'll be interviewing Poppy. Singing, is it like a singing competition?
Yeah, so like Rock Quest is quite a big New Zealand like annual music competition that was first started in 1988 by two Christchurch teachers, and it's like for original songs only, and it's sponsored by Smoke Free to draw attention to like no smoking because it will ruin your voice and stuff.
I heard that usually competition judges award first and second places, however both Nelson and Canterbury Heat's got third place awards this year.
Yeah, so like you said, they usually only award first and second places, but it's really cool this year they decided during the judging process to award third places.
That's interesting. When you went to the competition, how did you feel?
I was pretty confident, honestly. Like, I'd practiced my song a lot and I had the normal nerves, you know, before like any gig. It was a really nice vibe there. Like, when we first got there, we listened to some of the bands and got me into kind of the feeling of it, you know?
Also, did you represent Golden Bay High School in the solo category in this competition?
Yeah, so like when you submit your song to RockQuest and stuff, it very much goes through the school. Like, you have to get the principal to sign off some sheet just saying that you go to this school and like...
Were you like happy to represent our school?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It's really cool, yeah.
What songs did you sing in the regional heat that got you into the national video submission?
I sung my song Top of the Hill, which I wrote about like the everyday struggles of life, kind of, and like there's like ways of finding your happy place and stuff. Yeah.
Will that be the song that you'll be singing us later? Yeah?
Yeah.
What was a challenge that you had to face after earning this placement since you had to make those videos in such a short time?
Definitely, like, writing the songs and stuff was really challenging because I already had one of them written, but I had to write two more in, like, the span of 2 weeks. I only got a total of 3 weeks to, like, get all of practice and stuff done for the video.
Right.
So, yeah, it was quite stressful, you'd say.
How long did it take you to come up with these songs and for them to be submitted?
So I already had, like, a small amount of each song written. One of them was, like, yeah, fully written. And the two others, I had, like, a verse and a chorus written, maybe, but the rest I had to come up with. Yeah. So they were kind of, like, resting in my songbook for quite a while before I kind of picked them up again and went, oh, I could do something with these. And, like, yeah.
Yeah. I got told that even though you came up with these songs in such a short amount of time, you do agree that it was hard to come up, it was difficult and hard to come up with the words for them?
Yeah, definitely some of the lyrics were tricky because usually I come up with my lyrics by, like, you know, going through my day and they just kind of come to me through time. So it was really hard, like, forcing them almost. Yeah, it was definitely a challenge.
Where did you record your songs and did you have planned times to do them?
So I was really lucky to be able to record my songs with Levity Beat, who's like a really cool recording artist and a great guitar teacher. He recorded them for me, which was really, really cool. And we arranged times with him and stuff, so...
With your songs, it says you wanted to be contrasting one on electric guitar, one on guitar, and one on piano.
Yeah, so I thought it would be really cool to have, like, you know, that as a strong entry, sort of, because I thought maybe it would get boring if all three of the songs were on, like, electric guitar, so I thought it would be, yeah, cool to have different instruments.
You're quite talented to know how to play so many.
I don't really play piano. I don't really play piano. I just kind of, like, made up some chords and, like, ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, but I'm not very good at any instruments, so I can't say much. How was the competition altogether now that you think back on it?
Yeah, the competition was, looking back on it, was really great. Like, I had a lot of fun. It was really friendly. Like I said, really good vibe, and I enjoyed being up on that stage. It was, like, definitely the biggest stage I've ever been up on. Like, yeah, it was a little terrifying going up there at first, but yeah, it was good.
Today, how many songs have you written?
I've written about 6, and I'm, like, working on some more at the moment, you know, like, yeah.
Well, that's, like, all the questions I have at the moment. Okay. I wish I could ask you more, but I couldn't seem to come up with more. So I'll just play a little song while we get your set ready, and then we'll have your live performance.
Sweet.
Okay, this is Bones by Leah J.
Light the chords, why would you focus on my words? I'm crying, sobbing, screaming, you You're probably absent, probably dreaming. My body bleeds from my music. You love my voice, so I should use it. Give you my rib so you can feel like you have structure. Break my whole body, I'll be fine till my spleen ruptures. I can't survive all on my own. Love you till I'm a pile of bones. Pile of bones. Pile of bones.
That was Bones by Leah J, and now we'll have Poppy singing her song. Poppy, what is the song you'll be singing?
So this is Top of the Hill.
Top of the Hill, and what instrument will you be using for this?
I'm using my electric guitar, yeah.
Okay, when you're ready.
Yeah, this is just going for like a little busking amp, by the way, so...
To wind and tried to listen to it sing. I should have just let it be. I try to control the rain when I feel it building up inside of me. I try to wish that I had superpowers when I knew I wasn't good enough. And when I couldn't hear her say the word quite right, I tried to make up another word for love. But it's okay. guitar and you can play your ukulele. Meet me on the top of the hill where the old Jordy used to be. Meet me on the top of the hill where the air is sweeter than candy. Be you said the old chestnut tree had swayed fine. Competition just because I thought I earned a throne. I thought in life I had to keep on swimming to get to try your land. I thought a young whole universe had it squished in the palm of my hand. But it's okay, it's alright, just breathe in and release on a sigh. The easiest things seem so hard sometimes, but it'll be alright. Meet me on the top of the hill. I can teach you guitar and you can play your ukulele. Meet me on the top of the hill where the old road used to be. Meet me on the top of the hill where the air is sweeter.
Your song was on Spotify. I'd definitely listen to that over and over again.
I'm gonna record my songs soon, yeah, hopefully by the end of the year.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So did you want to say what you were playing through, because it might, so she was playing through and
oh yeah, just a little Roland Cube busking amp, so it's like not the best quality.
Trust me guys, you just come hear her live, she's great, she's amazing. And if you want to listen to that over and over again, you can go to our website or download the Fresh FM internet access app and just keep re-listening. That was so great. How do you not have that up anywhere?
Yeah.
So I think that's now a bye to Poppy. That's so sad.
Oh
no. Poppy's gotta leave us.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me on here.
That's all good.
It was really fun.
I hope you enjoyed your time.
I did.
And I hope everyone gets to hear this because it's so great. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi guys, I'm back. Poppy has left now. I helped her pack up her things and she has gone. I hope you enjoyed her singing and enjoyed all of the questions overall, and I got to know more about the Smoke Free Rock Quest, and I hope you got to know more about the Smoke Free Rock Quest. And we're just going to go into a song to just ease out of it, and this is Talking to the Walls by Frankie Vinter.
Talking to the walls, I'm not crazy, yeah.
That was Talking to the Walls by Frankie Venter. Interesting thing is Frankie Venter was also one of the people at a smoke-free walk quest. I'm just going to play another song. This is Back to Friends by Samba. Back to Friends by Samba. Hope you enjoyed that. I hope when you joined you heard Poppy singing, because oh my gosh, she is so good. I wish I got her to sing another song at the beginning before I started interviewing her, and then sing a second song, because geez. You know what, when this comes out, I'm going on the Fresh FM Access Internet Radio app and just re-listening that exact part over and over again. Like, she's such a good singer. I think she has so much talent in her, and I feel like she could go so far with her singing. And she plays so many instruments. She did tell me that she doesn't really play the piano that much, but I'm like, at least you can play like the electric guitar and the guitar and everything, because I'd be so happy if I could just play like one instrument. I mean, I tried to do this like little Christmas thing, like this 30-second, 1-minute Christmas thing on a piano, on my sister's, like, electric piano thing. It failed quite badly. I mean, I did okay. Like, for what I thought, I think I did alright. I showed my mom a few times, but I can't do it anymore, sadly. I wish I could still do it. I tell my sister, I'm like, oh yeah, I can totally do this. And then when she asked me to do it, I'm like, I kind of forgot. But that's enough of me just yapping about piano. I hope Poppy makes more songs, and hopefully she said soon she might upload her songs to Spotify, and I'm like, yes, I need that to be on Spotify because I'm going to listen to that over and over again. I think the song she sung earlier was Over the Hill, I'm pretty sure. I can't wait for her to record it and put it onto Spotify. Like, it was so good. But that's enough of me yapping. I'm going to go into another just chill, relaxing song. Kind of just easing and chilling today, you know. So, Until I Found You by Stephen Chantez.
Georgia, right.
That was Until I Found You by Stephen Sanchez. You're listening to Fresh FM, your community radio station, broadcasting across the top of the south in Nelson City on 107.2, Nelson and Tasman District on 104.8, Eastern Golden Bay on 95.0, Blenheim on 88.9. Or listen live anytime, anywhere on our website at www.freshfm.net. Download for free the Access Internet Radio app to stream us live and listen to any Fresh FM podcasts. Got an event happening? Email diary@freshfm.net. So guys, that's what I was talking about. Later on, I'm going to be on the Access Internet Radio app and listening to Poppy sing over and over again. Sorry, my voice is probably really weird because I'm actually, like, slightly sick. Sorry. I was actually thinking, because I was just sitting here, I'm going to give you three questions, and you have three just general knowledge questions, and I'll tell, and you have until the end of the radio to answer them. I'll ask the questions again at the end and then give you the answers to them. So you have till then to answer these questions. What is the chemical symbol for gold? What is the capital of France? And what's that one? Oh, okay, I'm not going to give you that one, that question. That's a bit hard. What is the smallest planet on our solar system? There you go. So I'll repeat the questions again. What is a chemical symbol for gold? What is the capital for France? And what is the planet, the smallest planet in our solar system? So you have till the very end of our radio to answer those questions, and I'll repeat and give you the answers. For now, we're going to play Open Arms by SZA and Travis Scott.
When you do your best, you can, I tell you, when you do your best, hell, that's all you can do. You, me, and anybody else. So they always will tell you.
Questions, repercussions, karma keep on changing me.
For you, I try.
Face card, belly, I need. C'est la vie, go to Paris. It ain't five star, it ain't me. Over solid, keep it concrete. I'ma bet it on your whole feet.
Just don't switch sides.
I can five piece your wrist AP. Through the ups and downs and all the heat. Take a turn and tell you where to be. Back shots make you feel relief. Anything, just don't care.
I guess I gotta go. Time to go.
That was Open Arms by SZA and Travis Scott. All right. On Monday, the 4th of August, I will be going to a football tournament with my friends. Oh, and a few weeks ago, I tried out for the school team, for the school football team. And I was really nervous because, if I'm being honest, I didn't think I'd get in. Because normally the years above us, it like is in age. So normally the years above us get chosen before our year. But this year they decided to do it on like skills, I guess. And how well you play, I guess. Because that's what skill is. And I got in, so I'm like really happy that I got into the school team. Our tournament is on the 24th of August, so in a few weeks, and I'm like really like, I get to miss school for a whole week. Well, not for a whole week, from like, because we leave on Sunday the 23rd, Sunday the 23rd, and then we play our first game start on Monday, and then games on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then if we get into the finals, we'll stay and play games on Friday. But if we don't, then we'll come back Thursday afternoon, I think. So it's going to be a long, long week. And I hope I'm feeling my best. I hope I'm not injured. And I just hope so many things, because I'm like actually so happy that I got into the school team. Let's play another song. We're gonna play Wonderwall by Oasis. Sorry guys, I kind of just cut off, but like I was just so overwhelmed from getting in the school team, so I was just like so we're gonna play Wonderwall by Oasis.
Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street that the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before, but you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk are winding, and all the lights that lead us there are blinding.
sadly, guys, today we don't have the schedule for the Youth Habitat. So I'm just going to read you their contact information so you can email or call or text them, and give you their Instagram because they might have posted their schedule on there. So contact information is Lisa at 027-525-6151. I repeat that, 027-525-6151. And then Lisa's email is lisa@gbwct.org.nz. I'll repeat that again, lisa@gbwct.org.nz. And then there's someone else you can contact, who is Karen. I'll give you a phone number first. So 027-253-1916. I'll repeat that, 027-253-1916. And then her email is karen@gbwct.org.nz. I'll repeat that, karen@gbwct.org.nz. Or you can go to the Instagram at the Youth Habitat. The Youth Habitat is located on 84 Commercial Street, Takaka. And I'd really look into their Instagram or contact for extra information, because I do not have their schedule for this week. But I would have loved to tell you what they had on. I will definitely have the schedule for next week though. So stay tuned to know more about the Youth Habitat as well. And we'll go into another song, Yellow by Coldplay.
Jumped across for you. Oh, I bleed myself dry.
That was Yellow by Coldplay. I hope you enjoyed that. I know it's actually really close to the end, so the answers to your questions are really close and coming, but I hope people joined when I was interviewing Poppy because I was actually so nerve-wracking. I know I'm still talking about it, but I look, you have nothing else to talk about. And we're just going to go into another song, and then you're going to get the answers to your questions. So hopefully you've got those answers locked in. And for those who don't know what the questions are... What is the chemical symbol for gold? What is the capital for France? And what is the smallest planet in our solar system? So, those who weren't here, you better get thinking because the answers are coming up soon. But for now, we're going to listen to Back to Black by Amy Winehouse.
Rolling up the walls inside.
was Back to Black by Amy Winehouse, and the moment you've all been waiting for, the answers to the general knowledge questions, since we're coming to a finish. Okay, question number one was, what is the chemical symbol for gold? The answer for that is AU. The next question was, what is the capital of France? The answer to that is Paris. And the last question is, what is the smallest planet in our solar system? The answer to that is Mercury. I think I'd like to actually do that more often, you know? Actually have questions. I'll tell everyone the questions in the beginning, and then somewhere in the middle, and then give you the questions again and the answers at the end. So hopefully you enjoyed today's radio, and you come listen again next Wednesday from 5 till 6, or listen to or check the Access Internet Radio app to listen to any Fresh FM podcast at any time. So hopefully you come back again, and we'll play our final song, Heart to Heart by Mark DeMarco.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.com. www.rockquest.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.